I call this Wednesday, August 14th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Richard Vineyard, and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Forrest Hall?
Here.
Hyatt? Is he online?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Goins is absent. Millen?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams is absent.
Very good. So we have a quorum. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, July 10th, 2024? All right. Seeing as there are none, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting? Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Minutes are approved. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. So there are two public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. However, PZC 2024-17 UDO Chapter 8 UDO Review and Approval Procedures, which is a text amendment, was published, but additional staff review is needed. Therefore, this agenda item will be open and continued until the next Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Due to the absence of staff material for this agenda item, may I have a motion to open and continue the public hearing scheduled for PZC 2024-17 from the August 14th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to the September 11th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at the same time and place as the originally planned hearing. So we're opening it now. We will continue it at the September meeting. Could I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so the public hearings for PZC 2024-17 have been continued to the September 11th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of the hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may before or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly one at a time and state your name and who you represent. You are also asked to sign in at the podium if you plan to speak during tonight's hearing. As a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand and raise your right hand.
I can testify.
Okay, I state your name.
I, Gregory Munson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
The testimony I will present at this hearing.
Is the truth.
Truth.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Nothing.
Thank you, sir. You may be seated. Okay, so the order for receiving testimony during the public hearing will be as follows: the petitioner presentation, those who wish and speak in favor of the request, followed by those who wish to speak in opposition of the request. So may I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2024-16, 2551 North Bridge Street, requesting a variance.
So moved. Second.
Roll call on the motion, please.
Yes. Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the public hearing up for discussion tonight is as follows. The Illinois Department of Transportation, the petitioner, and B&K Enterprises LLC owners have filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting a variance approval. The real property is located at 2551 North Bridge Street, Yorkville, Illinois, and is generally located at the northwest corner of Route 47 and Cannonball Trail intersection. The petitioner is requesting a variance to permit the decrease of minimum parking lot adjacent to an arterial roadway setback from 8.7 feet from the required 20 feet to 8.7 feet from the required 20 foot from the property line for B3 General Business District. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-16, 2551 North Bridge Street ready to present?
There's not much really to present because you just called right there, just based on our taking from IDOT, we're taking right on the road 47. So what we're doing is essentially making it so they have a variance so they later can't, don't have to move their parking or remove it.
Sir, these are the sign variances that I love approving. This is clear-cut business transaction between the state and the...
We were going to need one of those, but we moved our take back to 7 feet-ish, so we don't have the variance on that one. So that was initially going to be two variances. So now we only need one for the parking. So that's all it is.
Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition of the request? Are there any questions from the commissioners for the petitioner? So every time the state comes in and buys something, that line gets moved back, and we can't make up that distance. So that's where they're coming up, the typical variance on the ordinance to get that. All right? Okay, since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Linane?
Sorry. Yes.
Thank you. Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Okay, the public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. Seeing as there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business. Staff, would you like to present on PZC 2024-16, 2551 North Bridge Street, the variance, please?
Yes. So again, Greg Ingemanson, who's the attorney on behalf of the Illinois Department of Transportation, the petitioners, and then the property owners, BK Enterprises LLC. They're seeking a variance approval to permit the decrease of the minimum parking lot setback adjacent to an arterial roadway in the B3 district from 20 feet to 8.7 feet. The parcel right now is approximately 1.5 acres. There is a current office building there occupied by Midwest Environmental Consulting Services and one port co-share on the property that was previously used for drive-up teller banking by the prior tenant. And then at the time of final plat approval for the parcel in 2006, the site met the bulk regulations for the B3 General Business District. And since the petitioners are seeking a variance to section 1039A4 of the UDO, and this is due to IDOT's pending acquisition of land adjacent to this parcel for roadway reconstruction and the widening of Illinois Route 47. The petitioners still meet the minimum parking stall requirement for professional services slash office use. They need a minimum of 16 parking stalls, and they have a total of 33 parking stalls. The Yorkville 2016 Comprehensive Plan designation for the property is destination commercial, which is intended for small to medium scale auto-oriented and commercial and office uses near residential areas. So the land use is consistent with Yorkville's comprehensive plan. Staff is supportive of the request, and per section 1089B7 of the UDO, it states that authorized variances can be granted solely by the Planning and Zoning Commission if the variance occurs under certain circumstances, one of which being by reason of the exercise of the right of eminent domain by any governmental domain proceeding. Therefore, the authorized variation allows for you all, the Planning and Zoning Commission, to have final approval of the request due to the exercise of condemnation proceedings to IDOT. The final determination of the Planning and Zoning Commission will be provided by staff at the tentatively scheduled August 27th City Council meeting.
Thank you. Okay, so may I have a motion to approve PZC 2024-16, 2551 North Bridge Street variance, please?
So moved. Second.
Roll call on the...
Read the motion?
Oh, sorry. I want to move right away. Can you read the motion, please?
Oh, that's...
Yes, sir.
Okay. I read the first line?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. All right, proposed motion.
Okay.
Ready.
Sorry.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on August 14th, 2024, and approval of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission approves the decrease of the minimum parking lot setback adjacent adjacent to an arterial roadway in the B3 General Business District from the required 20 feet to 8.7 feet from the property line, as stated in section 10-3-9-A.4 of the Unified Development Ordinance for the property located at 2551 North Bridge Street.
Beautiful. May I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Lanning?
Yes.
All right, the motion is approved. On to additional business. Is there any additional business the city wants to update us on?
Yes, so the two presentations and public hearings that we had last meeting, one for 102 Worsley Street, which was a rezoning variance, was approved at last night's city council meeting. And prior to that, the Grand Reserve final plats for units 10 and 11 were also approved.
Awesome.
Do you want to mention one thing? Staff is proposing a possible PZC member training since we have new members. Either at the November 13th meeting, or we can push it out to after the new year, maybe January or February. So if you take some time over the next week or so and see if your calendar is open for the 13th, we can schedule it for the 13th.
Like the one we did.
Yeah, exactly. It could be about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So if you don't want to do it in November, we can
right
do it
before
after
the meeting.
It will be the only agenda item for
okay
that meeting. So far, yes. So it's up to you, or you can tell
you guys
me later.
Want to think about that? Whether it's November or right after the first of the year, it doesn't matter to me. I'm open to
it
any
would
of those.
Be in a regular at one of
yes
the
yeah
meetings.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll send it around. Yep, thank you.
Okay, that's all you got?
That's all I have.
All right, seeing that there are no nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 7:13.